Weeks, Crows play Frio Sunday in Mount Barker, the 5AA team. Well, we leave tomorrow. It's going to take us about 48 hours to get there. So I hope people tune in on Sunday. I look forward to it. On the line, Frio Gunn, and he's really made a spot for himself in that back six. Cam Sutcliffe. Cam, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
I bet you you're flying to Albany.
We are. We are heading off tomorrow afternoon, so it should be a nice, quick hour plane trip down there.
Well, thanks for
Don't
that.
Don't rub
we're,
it in.
We're going to drive about a 5-hour drive, isn't it?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I wouldn't want to be driving down there.
Okay. Mm. And will it be cold? What's the weather? Is it 30 or?
I'm not too sure. I think it's 25-ish. So I think it won't be too bad, hopefully.
Now, what sort of side you're putting out on the park? You were pretty solid last week, and just by looking at the names on the sheet, looks like another pretty strong side again.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty similar size to the one you saw last week. So everyone's keen to play every week from now on until we start to get going against the Bulldogs in round one. So, yeah, everyone's keen to play.
Oh, no rest for the veterans either. You got Pav in there, Michael Johnson, Sandy. So all those guys, as you said, pretty keen to just get some continuity.
Yeah, definitely. We want to work on what we've worked on over the pre-season and make sure that's a main focus for us.
What is that, Cam? What have you been working on?
Well, we've clearly had Brent Guerra and Dave Hale come over from Hawthorn. They've brought in some pretty clever sort of ball movement type stuff for us to sort of learn. And so far this season, I think it was evident on the weekend as well that we moved the ball a lot cleaner and the skills were a lot better than what they've been in previous.
So is that just taking the game on more, finding that kick through the corridor? Is it the skill of it? Are we going to see a more attacking Fremantle? And I think unfairly you guys get smashed for being so defensive. But I tell you, when you play and get it going, you can kick 100 points plus quite easily with that talent.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give too much away. I guess, yeah, the focus over pre-season has been on the skill work and hitting the targets, and that's going to win you a premiership if you can do that. So I guess that's been the main idea, and then just taking that option when you can hit it.
In terms of other areas on the park that have been discussed with Fremantle, a lot of talk about your forward line and who's going to give Matty Pavlich a bit of a chop out. Matt Taberner is one player I bet you're hoping is going to improve again this year and be a really solid contributor.
Yeah, well, he's had a huge preseason again, and he's a running machine. And even yesterday, I was in here on my day off, and he was in here pumping weights. So he's definitely committed to being that next big forward. So hopefully, we'll see something out of him.
And look, there's another gentleman who's coming into his third year. His name is Michael Aitness. Now, he's a 200 centimetre giant of a man. He was a first round pick, super competitive, and I know there were a lot of people that had huge raps on him. How's he going? And is he close to making an impact?
He is tracking along well. He's still in the rehab thread. He's clearly had a bit of issues with his knee. But, yeah, he's a super competitive beast. And sort of one of those guys as a defender you don't really want to be standing in front of under the high ball. So it'll be great once he's finally back out there and firing.
Hey, how stiff is Sandy? He gets jumped on all day third man up. He checks a player at a stoppage and he's out for first round of the season. Oh, I just reckon that's got to stop, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate. I guess he wasn't overly happy with how it panned out, but I guess that's footy and he'll move on and yeah. We look forward to having him in round two.
Okay, look, you've made a spot for yourself in that back six. I mentioned that, 21 games last year, and this, well, we're not going to say newfound game plan of hitting targets with an elite leg. That's exactly what you are, so that should suit you, Cam.
Hopefully I can just have another consistent year. And we can obviously head far into finals again. I guess that's always been the goal. We've been pretty consistent the last 4 years under Ross in making the finals and hopefully having impact.
Mm. Yep.
Talk to us about David Mundy. He's got to be one of the most underrated players in the AFL. He's your skipper this year. And a lot of people just assume that Nat Fyfe was going to take over from Matthew Pavlich. Just tell us some of his great qualities and why he was made the captain.
Oh, clearly what you just went through there, he's an elite ball user on the field and he's a great leader. I guess a lot of people wouldn't really see it because of the Nat Fyfe show a little bit. But behind the scenes, he's really good with the younger players. He's a good mentor to everyone, including all the senior players as well. So he's a good bloke that anyone can go to and gain knowledge from.
We asked Jack Homsch this earlier in the show, Cam. Would you like a teammate to kiss you on the lips after a goal?
Probably not. I'll stick to the high five. But...
Did you see that? Palmer kissing Steve Coniglio?
I did see that last night. I'm sure it was planned beforehand, but yeah, I don't know. I guess they were just having a laugh.
Yeah. What would Ross Lyon say about that? Because the reason I bring it up, Cam, I know you're sounding a bit embarrassed with it, I'm old school, and Bix called me a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that creeping in our game. And Cam, can you believe this? The 2-time, 8-time, 5-time hard nut Bix, he's encouraging it.
I know.
Cam is encouraging it.
I don't have a problem with it.
You're encouraging it.
Cam's saying it's a bit of fun. It would have been premeditated, and look, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably be too scared to do it under Ross. I'd probably cop a spray on the phone for it. But, yeah, I don't know. I'll probably stick away from it.
Okay. Hey, you're a Kadena lad. You get home often?
Not as often as I'd like, but yeah. I guess during the off-season and stuff, I get a good chance to go home and see the family, which is always good. Nice little spot back there.
Oh,
and
it is.
Pretty quiet. So,
home of the Cornish pasty, Bix.
It is, mate. Ripper, you chuck it. Heap of
sports
on, you love it.
It's the copper triangle up there. What are your personal goals for the year, Cam? Like you said, you played 21 games last year. You're into your fifth season. Do you set yourself little targets you want to get to?
Oh, I guess it's always to improve. We are a very good defensive side, and we want to make sure that we continue to be a good defensive side, as well as bringing in some attacking firepower. So for me, it's always been play consistently and play my role for the team, and yeah, I guess that's how it's gone.
How's the rivalry over there in WA? Because you've been pretty much the number one side for a fair few years, and then you lost the mantle last year, West Coast making the grand final.
Yeah, I guess that was unfortunate for us. We would have loved to have been there to play against them on grand final day. But yeah, I guess it's just one of those things in footy. They had a good day that day, and we were pretty average, so hopefully we can take that back this year and really become the dominant side over here.
Cam, I just feel that there must be some external heat over there. Fremantle have been on the cusp. If it's 5-12 a premiership, you've been 5-12 for 4 years under Rossi. Is there any external pressure?
Oh, well, I don't really feel any external pressure. I guess the fans and stuff know that we go out there every week trying to do our best, and It is a tough game. Everyone's elite, so I guess it's sort of that tough one. You don't really notice much of the outside noise when you're in the inner sanctum, but it's always a goal for us to improve anyway. So
of course it is.
Yeah.
Hey Cam, you've been over here, played at Adelaide Oval. You've seen the enormous atmosphere that's created. There's something big happening over in WA with your oval over there. Does that give you great anticipation of what it's gonna be like in a little while?
Yeah, well, Adelaide Oval's great. I think I've only played there twice, so I missed out late last year, but I remember playing there and just looking up. It was like a coliseum. It was awesome. So, yeah, when Burswood's complete, I'm hoping that it's going to be the same atmosphere, and we changed to our new training base next year as well, which will be another leg up for us, and, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you're getting a roof, are you? Are they getting a roof?
No.
There won't be a roof.
No, we're heading to Coburn.
Oh, that's out in Una. Whoop whoop. That's the other side of. Is that before Rockingham or after Rockingham?
I think it's before.
You don't even know, Cam.
it's only 15 minutes away. Mate.
Nah, good man. Cam, we love your development. Last year, as we said, 21 games. You are an elite athlete, got an elite leg. You got a spot there in that back six, without a doubt. Look forward to calling you on Sunday versus the Crows.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
What a great man. Crows, as they do, they play Frio Sunday in Mount Barker. And the 5AA team will be there, Bix, if I can put up with you for 5 hours in that back seat with all those dad jokes.
Yeah, well, look, it's great to talk to Cam. He's as hard as they come. And I can understand
why
Ross Lyon loves him, because he's just someone that gets the job done every week. And like I said, we'll look forward to seeing him and the Crows have a ripping match on Sunday afternoon.
Frio's Cam Sutcliffe, our guest.